So the anxiety bomb is also a big bomb. That's, you're in this harried state and you're anxious, you got a lot going on, a million things going on, you're hustling to get the kids' lunches made and get out the door and get them to school on time, or you're rushing to get to work, or you're late for a meeting, or whatever the scenario is. We all know that feeling where it just seems to keep perpetuating, and it builds and it builds and it builds, and it seems like the more you're lost in that state, the bigger the bomb gets. So one of the techniques that I use to diffuse the bomb is, again, back, it's pretty much three steps in every scenario. And it's one, just stop, take a breath. Because remember, you're always a breath away from feeling some relief. That always does make you feel better. Then think for a second, what am I doing? Do I want to be in this space? Do I want to be feeling this way? Could I be feeling better? Could I be doing something differently? Is this as bad as I think it is? Or is all well? Things are going to be okay. Acknowledge that things are going to be okay. And then allow yourself to just slowly ease back into whatever it is you were doing from a calmer, more relaxed state, and you'll diffuse that bomb instantly. And again, I say these things to you, I promise you, these practices are as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just like I say that, they're as easy as 1, 2, 3, but it takes time and it takes your momentum. It takes constant commitment to it. Here's how I diffused the anxiety bomb just about 2 weeks ago. I was running late, which I try not to be. I really try and be on time. I think it's important for myself and obviously respecting whomever I'm going to be with. And, you know, but things come up. Sometimes we allow for some times, but for extra time, but, you know, it tends to sneak up on us. So I was on my way out to a meeting and I had several things on my agenda to do that afternoon, and I wanted to make sure I didn't forget anything in the house on my way out the door. So I had a stack, a pile of things by the front door ready to go out the door with me so I could go to the post office and I could go to the cleaners and I could go to my meeting, and I had some things to do at the bank and, you know, everyday things that we do. So as I was trying to get out the door, the phone rang, and I'm you know, multitasking and doing what we women do, which is taking on more than we should at once. And I had the purse in my hand and my briefcase in my hand, the phone in my ear and my hand up here, and I'm trying to scoop up everything that I had on the floor and walk out the door. And I made a turn, ran into the door, and everything hit the floor. The water bottle that I had hit the floor, cracked open, spilled all over the mail that I was ready to walk out the door with. And I could have really lost it in that moment. But instead, I stopped for a minute. I took a deep breath. And the truth is, I just burst out laughing. And I thought, who does this? Who tries to manage things like this? And I made light of it and said, you know what? Everything's okay. It's okay if it takes an extra minute to get out the door. Everything's going to be fine. You know, we put these pressures on ourselves to overdo and overcommit and, you know, overperform. And we're our hardest critics on ourselves, and we don't need to be like that. It's not that hard. Life really is supposed to be easier than this. It is supposed to be more fun than this. So I took that moment to acknowledge that, recognize that, and put a big smile on my face through my laughter. And I went out, picked up dried off my mail, put my bottle in the trash, picked up everything else that I had, slowly walked to my car, loaded in the car, and went off on my day, and everything was fine. And actually, the rest of the day ended up going really well because I took that brief moment to diffuse what could have been, you know, a bad situation for me. So I encourage you to take on these action steps as well. Just take on those three steps. If you're in a situation like that, just try and, you know, have something trigger in your mind saying, you know, it doesn't have to be this hard. You know, you can feel the momentum as anxiety is building. You know when it's coming. You start to feel the pressure. It's like a pressure cooker. It's like, you know, the clock's ticking away. I have to be there at a certain time. I've got all these things to do. I'm multitasking. You know when it's coming on. And you know you've been there before when it doesn't end well. You know, it ends up in a situation like that. So try and catch yourself early on. And the more you do this, the easier it'll get, to the point where you're just cruising through your days. You know, you're just gliding through them. They're easy, they're effortless, and you're living your life with on purpose, with your passion, and with your smile.